Hello and welcome to the Laid Back Japanese Podcast. In this episode, your hosts Chie and Nico get a bit too excited about everything trains in Japan. You know, the usual stuff, like ekiben or box lunches at train stations, streetcars, romance cars, and hair removal?
So, do you have a favorite train? Or train line, I guess I should
train,
say.
Train line. My favorite one has to be, I think, the one in Hakata or Fukuoka, I guess. From Hakata-eki, you can take a chikatetsu, which is underground trains, which we'll get into later, I'm assuming, because that's another whole thing that we need to talk about. But this train is half chikatetsu and half above ground. It's really interesting. So halfway through this one station to this place, it comes out over the ground and it's no longer a chikatetsu.
Yeah. Okay, so you're underground and then it comes out. And one of my favorite ones is... does the same thing.
This is in Fukuoka, you said. And that part is my favorite. And then the second part, that station that you get off of right after that, because it's technically a chikatetsu, so it doesn't go further than that. And then you norikai.
What's the station?
And then the second train takes you to... Kaizuka-eki.
Nani-eki?
But that one takes you all the way to the ocean shores. Kaizuka-eki kana.
Kaizuka Station. Kaizaki. This one right here, is there a park right next to the station?
There is.
Alright, this is probably it. So, I've never been to Fukuoka. Yeah, I know. I've wanted to go for a very long time. Yeah, so one of my favorite trains does the same thing. Mm-hmm. Favorite trains? Favorite trains is like a weird thing to say.
I know.
Over in Tokyo, so you're really good because you grew up like as a native speaker of English and Japanese. And I don't know how to say Tokyo in English anymore. Because people say Tokyo.
That's a hard one.
Mm-hmm. And I
think it is Tokyo.
Yeah, I think in English it is Tokyo. And I want to say Tokyo, and then my brain just gets confused and I end up somewhere in between and no one notices that I'm suffering through this except for me.
Wait, I have the same suffering though. I'll do the opposite, where if I'm speaking Japanese, I'll randomly say Tokyo, but it usually rarely happens. But the other way around happens a lot, when I'll be speaking English and then throw in Tokyo. And then sometimes it comes out so fast that people are actually confused because it kind of sounds similar. But if you're not paying attention, then you're like, wait, what'd you say? It's one of those words like karate and karate. It sounds completely different.
That one's also different. And I don't want to sound like pedantic if I'm speaking to someone in English who I know. And like, yeah, I'm going to study karate. I don't know. People think it's weird.
Yeah.
But I guess it wouldn't sound pedantic since I speak Japanese, but... still. Anyway, the first time I ever lived in Japan, I was a student and I stayed in a dorm in this station, Wakoshi. So Wako City is like what the English is, Wakoshi. And it's on Tobutojo-sen, and then this red one is Toshin-sen. And Fukutoshin-sen is one of my favorites. I have a weird connection to this train line for some reason. So
tell me about it, Nico.
Yeah, I know.
Tell me about your weird connection to this train.
You see this line like going down here and then it goes through Ikebukuro, like Wakoshi is technically in Saitama. It's right on this is the border right here between Tokyo and Saitama prefectures. So it's the first station on this line out of Tokyo and in Saitama. So it's a little cheaper if you're trying to live around there. Anyway, it goes into Tokyo and then it passes Ikebukuro, the Lake Bag Station.
Lake Bag Station. Facts.
Because Ike is lake and then Fukuro is bag and Ikebukuro is lake bag. It's the name of the station, which I thought was fun when I was first learning Japanese. Anyway, it goes down into Shinjuku and I went to school in Shinjuku. But then the second time I lived in Japan, I first lived at a share house near Kitasando Station, which is right here. It's in between Harajuku and Shinjuku. So that's also on the same line. And I remember I was living there and they connected Fukutoshin-sen. And by the way, if you're listening, sen means line, so we're going to say it a lot. You add it to the end of the train line's name. So Fukutoshin line is Fukutoshin-sen. And they connected it with Tokyu Toyoku-sen. And that one goes all the way to, I think, Motomachi Chukagai Station, which is way in Yokohama. It's Chinatown Station.
Ooh. Have you been to Chinatown?
Yeah, many times. Which we could talk. So yeah, it's one train and it would take you an hour and 16 minutes to just ride the train all the way from Saitama, and then Yokohama is in Kanagawa. So you would actually go through Tokyo and you'd hit three wards while in one train. And after I lived in that share house, I moved to a different share house. For those that are curious, it's because I was dating Rei for the first time and she lived in Kamata. And we wanted to live closer together, so I moved to a share house in this place called Unoki right here, which is really close to Kamata. And so I was riding the train to work in the opposite direction, and somewhere around Daikanyama, which we talked about in the Honyasan episode about, they have that awesome bookstore in Daikanyama. Somewhere around here, the train, if you're going towards Shibuya, it goes underground and becomes the subway. Because Fukuto Shinsen is technically a subway line. And then when you come up towards Saitama, so I don't know which station it is, but somewhere before you get to Wakoshi, it exits the ground again. So aside from...
It comes out and then it goes back in?
Yeah, because... So when you're in Kanagawa or Saitama, that train line is outside. And for a large portion of it in Tokyo, you're underground. And the actual station in Shibuya would be underground.
Before we move on from the Honyasan, I wanted to share this with you. I found it. Ta-jang. I think we sent this exact picture to you.
Ah, yeah. I've seen that exact picture. That is me.
Yeah.
Olaf says, go for it.
Yeah, this Chou Diaru Phrase, Eigo Phrase, 360. This is Nico. Yeah, that's
the phrase book that I spearheaded many years ago. 4 or 5 years ago, I guess now. I love how they always... The editors of those books and the publishers, they'll come up... You saw how it said, go for it on the...
Yeah, it says go for it on the front.
So the reason is because they'll come up with all the marketing and then they'll ask me, like, is it okay if we put some phrase that they want to say? And sometimes it's really strange. And they probably ask me, can we put go for it on the cover? And I probably said, sure.
What can you say?
Well, sometimes I'm like, don't say that. That's super unnatural sounding.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, it says Nikorasu Woka on the front. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up because we were searching for this picture.
I'm grateful that you went and found it.
Yeah.
So that's one of my favorite. And then also, I said that I lived here in Unoki. And if you ride the train from Unoki Station, Unoki is right by Tamagawa, so Tama River. There's this little train line and it's called Tokyu Tamagawa Sen. So it's literally the Tama River Tokyu train. Tokyu is a train company, by the way, and we could probably mention the difference between like a public and private railway in a moment. But I used to really enjoy going to work, partly because I rode this little train from Unoki, which doesn't make any sense. It's not anything special. It's just a little train line and the train goes slow and it's a little station and there's this grass that grows under the tracks and on both sides of the tracks.
Yes. I actually have exactly the same kind of experience with the Kumamoto, I can't remember what it's called, Hōhisen, that takes me from the Kumamoto Eki to my parents' house.
Right.
It's so just it's, like, I don't know, it's a really pleasant experience.
Right. There's something about the vibes you get from these trains that go slowly and have all this grass growing under the tracks. And I don't know what it is. I'd be sitting there in my suit or probably just a tie. And there's all these school kids around me going to school. And sometimes the train was crowded, but not usually. And I just loved going to work because of the train. Yeah. So those are probably my two favorite train lines. And there's nothing really special about them at all.
The ordinary ones are kind of the best ones. Like the one right after where it comes out of the ground and it takes you to the beach one that I talked about earlier. It kind of looks like this. It's one of those older trains. And it just has the correct vibes.
Yeah, there's something about that moment too when it pops out of the underground and it's like you've emerged into the world and there's buildings and nature. Have you been on any trains like where the train line or the train itself are somehow unique or special in Japan?
Caleb and I have a lot of experience with Shinkansens that are decked out in whatever special thing.
I'm jealous. I haven't been on Shinkansen that many times in my entire life.
Shinkansens are the way to go. I think the one that we have ridden most is between Fukuoka and Kumamoto. I think it takes about 2.5 hours to drive, but the Shinkansen, the fastest one, there's tiers of fast Shinkansens And the higher you go, it's usually more expensive, but it gets you to your destination faster because it stops less.
Gotcha.
It only stops at the major stations. But this train only takes about 30 minutes.
That's too short for Shinkansen.
It's true. I like the longer ones too. Like you get the ekiben right before you get on, or you get some snacks because you're waiting and you know you go to the jihanki, go to the vending machine and get some drinks for the train ride and pull out your okashi. And
what's ekiben?
Ekiben is eki is station, so train station. Ben, it comes from obento, which is like a pre-packed lunch. And in this case, it's train station bought bento.
Yeah.
So train station lunch boxes. And something about them, they just taste better than normal konbini obentos.
They do. And it's because you're excited to be riding a train. Well, you probably paid more for it than a konbini obento in most cases anyway.
Yes, that's also true. And they usually have seasonal things too. You can get really fancy with these. They'll have some seasonal rotations.
A little bit pricey even.
Mm-hmm, raw fish even sometimes. Or it's just... Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're in Tokyo and you're going to ride a Shinkansen, you're probably going to board it in either Shinagawa or Tokyo Station. And when you do, once you go past the gates, there's probably a bunch of shops where you can buy these ekiben if you want to eat one on the train. So you go through the gates and then you buy it and then you board the train if someone's curious.
It's kind of like the airport food where, you know, there's some shops on the other side of TSA or whatever. The checkpoint, and then you go onto the other side, and it's like a whole new world where there's just a whole bunch of stores. Kind of like that, but with food.
Exactly. I'm not sure if it's a separate, because you know, there's like a separate set of gates for entering the Shinkansen area versus just a general boarding area, like for trains. I'm not sure which one would have better ekiben, so you might want to. You'll probably take a train. For example, if you're going to Shinagawa Station, you're going to take a train to Shinagawa Station. And then before you get out of the ticket gates, just look at the shops they have and then move through the Shinkansen, the bullet train ticket gates, and then buy a second ekiben once you go in there and then just compare and eat both of them is what I would do.
Share with your friend if you have a friend.
Mm-hmm. They have to buy two of their own.
Yeah. That's true. And then share more. But I do recommend that you get things that don't have a very strong smell or a strong odor that's coming out of your obento because, you know, it's courtesy. And if someone's hungry, but they don't have an obento with them, then they're going to be sad about not having an obento.
Yeah. And you might, depending on how many people you're traveling with and how good you are at booking your tickets, you might be sitting next to a stranger. So,
yes.
That's something to keep in mind. Yeah. It's not a Shinkansen, but maybe two or three times ago that we went to Tokyo, Rei and I took there's like an Odakyu something train that goes from Shinjuku to Hakone. I'm just gonna type Odakyu.
I think while Nico's looking it up though, I think the reason why Nico brought up have you been on special trains before? You can purposely go find these antique trains or like a theme park isk train or, you know, go around the coast trains. There are these train rides that you can buy, like cruise ship rides essentially, but train version. And there are so many in Japan because trains are such a huge part of the culture. And whatever experience you want out of a train ride, you can probably find. Like fine dining or, you know, scenic route train rides, or if your child really likes trains, you can probably find something that's kodomo-muke trains, stuff like that.
Yeah, so that sounds like the types of things you would actually find in a travel YouTube channel or blog post, whereas I'm just over here saying, this is the train I rode to school, and this is the one I rode to work.
Yeah, the practical trains.
These are my favorite trains. So the romance car, that's what it was, romance car.
Romance car?
Romance car. Yeah, it's for romance. I don't know.
Aww.
So they have this nice like side-by-side comparison here. It's basically Shinkansen, but it's not Shinkansen. So it's like a nice train where you have, you know, look at these two trains. You can tell the difference.
Yeah, the vibe is completely different.
One has pure romance vibes. One is regular train.
Of course. That's the word that comes to mind when I look at trains.
I love how they named it romance car. Yeah, if you go to Tokyo area and you don't have a JR pass. By the way, so JR is Japan Railways. It's the biggest train company in Japan. I think it's publicly owned, right? It's not a private company. I think so too, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's like JR East and JR West. Anyway, a lot of people buy the JR pass when they go to Japan, and then you get free Shinkansen rides and tickets on any JR train. In which case,
you pay up front, but
you pay for the
usually
pass. Yeah,
use more than the amount that you buy for.
Yeah, and Japanese citizens cannot buy it, and I think even a permanent resident cannot buy it either. Permanent resident being correct. Anyone with a long-term visa, not a permanent resident. So if you have one of those, it doesn't really make sense financially to pay for this. But if you're visiting the area or you live in the area and you want to get it, they have this thing called the Odakyu Free Pass, which is what I'm talking about. It includes a bunch of stuff. So Hakone Free Pass, that's what they call it. Yeah. And it includes like a ride on this boat.
Yes. And let's talk about boats someday because I have boat experience that I want to share with you.
Okay, well, this is the only boat I've been on, so I don't think I'm gonna be very exciting co-host of that episode. I need to ride more boats. Aww. It's okay, I can just I'll look up what other people have done on boats. And it includes buses, and then I think there's the train that goes sort of down the mountain, and there's a it's this thing. Ah, ropeway. This
one.
Yeah, Hakone ropeway. So it includes all these things in your ticket, which is pretty fun if you're going to Hakone for a couple days. But back to the romance car. It's basically like a Shinkansen, except for it's not quite as smooth, obviously, because it's not on magnetic rails. It has actual wheels. So I love the onomatopoeia for the sound of a train. The katangatong, katangatong.
It sounds like the train rails.
It does. It really does sound like the not a Shinkansen because it doesn't have wheels, but yeah, katangatong.
Shinkansen wa shuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuu and that's it.
So I haven't ridden a Shinkansen in a long time, but Ray and I rode this a few years back. It must have been at least over 3 years ago because it's before any of our kids were born. And we got our reserve seats. See these nice reclining seats? And they're real close to each other because of the romance, apparently. And we drank a bunch of beers and rode to Hakone, and it was super awesome. Not a bunch, maybe like two or three beers.
Shinkansen, and the one Nico's talking about, when it's longer distances too, they'll have in-train service sometimes.
In-flight service.
That they might sell snacks or sometimes even ekibeng, but like train beng. And then, yeah, beer, osake even sometimes, drinks, all those things. They'll come around and push the cart and sell it to you.
And there's a good chance they'll sell it on the platform where you board the train. It depends what train you're riding and what time, but a lot of times those are open too. Speaking of which, I remember many years ago when I learned that the platform is called Home, which presumably is an abbreviation of Prato Home. So like, I'm guessing, but I always thought it meant home, like when I was first learning Japanese. And I realized many years later, it's not just a funny use of the word home. It's actually probably an abbreviation of platform.
Right. You can't put it past Japan to not abbreviate something like that. Home. I'm trying to remember the announcement that they say. Home no nanda.
I know there's like the kiiroi sen no ichigawa ni.
Yeah.
Kudasai.
Osagari kudasai.
Osagari kudasai. Yeah, yeah. So please stay behind the yellow lines.
Yeah, home no uchigawa ni. Something, something, something.
Maybe that's what they'll say too, yeah. So there is also, you mentioned monorails, and there are, there is a monorail, by the way, over here somewhere. It's like Tokyo monorail, which I think you can ride to Odaiba.
Is Shiden and monorail the same? What are Shiden's?
No, right?
The street cars. It is a street car. A street car. Actually, wait, there we go. English.
Speaking of which, there's a pretty cool street car in Sapporo.
I love street cars. It kind of feels... Yeah, I don't know. They're really slow and they stop like every light.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. They usually go in circles just around the city and you can go wherever you want. I mean, in Japan, if you have a train pass or you take a train, you can go anywhere. But it just takes you on a little tour around the city. It's like the one in Kumamoto. It goes right by the castle, and then it goes by the shiakusho and stuff, and it goes right by the shotengai. There's like Kamitori, Shimotori stuff, shopping streets.
What's shotengai you're explaining? Okay.
Oh, man.
Shotengai is a whole episode.
Shotengai is a whole nother episode. But Shotengai is just a street filled with a whole bunch of shops. And it's usually downtown. And then it's usually covered on the top. But all the shops are separated. Yeah. Like an outside mall? How else would you describe
Wikipedia Shotengai? Says a Shotengai is a style of Japanese commercial district, typically in the form of a local market street that is closed to car traffic.
Yeah.
I guess that's about what it is. Yeah. They don't really get the vibes in that description.
No, they don't.
And then when they close, they look like this, you know, and they have all the metal doors pulled down. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm over here trying to even remember what the English word is for those.
Shutters?
I guess you could say shutters. Yeah. Yeah. This is like a great example of Shotengai.
Yeah. I love the streets that are no cars. It's very walking and chadinko friendly.
It is. So she is city and den is electricity, but it's an abbreviation, presumably, of densha, which is electric car, which is the word for train, unless it's like a steam train or something.
Den, it's desha or kisha. Kisha is specifically steam trains.
This is the one in Sapporo. Look at this little guy.
Kawaii.
I used to ride this sometimes because we lived there for about half a year. Isn't it like the cutest little thing on this snow line, like snow-covered street? And you could walk about as fast as this train goes. Yes. So slow.
Yeah. And then train maps look like that. They take out all of the geographical things and they just put it on loops because that's what they are. And then they'll label them with common places you might visit if you are taking that train and getting off of that station.
Yeah. If you go here, Nakajima Koen is a pretty cool park. It's rather big in Sapporo, and that's where we lived. And this ropeway sounds cooler than it is, but I think it's... we went, and it was pretty uneventful, but maybe if you go at night, it'll look cooler. If you want to go up the mountain and look down over Sapporo. And then Susukino and Tanuki Koji, like the Tanuki Alley, little or whatever. Those are like shopping districts where lots of cool stuff is going on.
Speaking of shopping, though, train stations in and of themselves are usually... the bigger ones, at least, is a destination. So you can go there to meet with friends or go eat lunch, go shopping for clothes. If it's like a large place, they'll usually have a whole shopping mall within the train station. And then there are also these souvenir shops usually too, because trains are where sararimans also, you know, travel through and they want that specific chiki or area's culture.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
People buy it and then they take it home to their families or friends and then they share their omiyages with people when they visit and go home.
I think we mentioned earlier there's these public and private train companies, and Odakyu, which has this romance car and stuff, is a private company, Odakyu. And another one is Keio. I'm not sure there's probably different ones down in Kyushu, but I've always thought this is like the best business in the world, the train company business. Because
why?
Well, for example, I used to live in, as you can tell, I moved a lot when I lived in Tokyo for, I don't know why, I was always moving, because it cost so much money to move. I used to live in Shimakitazawa, which is right here, which is a pretty expensive station. It's to the west side, sort of west, like pretty central, but it's west of Shibuya. And it's where Keio Inokashira-sen crosses Odakyu-sen. So the Keio line that goes out to Kichijoji, for example, is Inokashira-sen, because Inokashira Park is this huge park over here, and lots of tourists probably are going to Kichijoji because there's the Ghibli Museum over there. Although I've never actually been to it.
I would like to go someday.
People get really mad at me when I tell them I've never been, but
I haven't either, so I have no right, so you're safe.
Yeah, so I used to board this train. I worked in Shinjuku, so I'd ride it over here, Odakyu, and then it would go up into Shinjuku, and it drops you off literally in the basement of their department store. So I have to pay to ride this train every day of my company paid for it, but I'm paying to ride this train every single day, and then it drops me off in their store every day on the way to work.
Yeah.
So what an awesome business is that?
Also, people pay you to put ads on their trains because, you know, everyone rides trains.
So I wish that I owned one of those companies.
You want a train? You want a train company?
train company? I probably don't want one. It's just a dream.
What's the funniest and or most memorable kokoku that you saw on a train? The inside of trains are just plastered with kokoku or shiemu only comes to mind, but that's not it.
Oh,
advertisement. There we go.
Shime, advertising. Wow. Oh, because you didn't want the English word.
Yeah.
So, have you noticed how many Datsumo advertisements they have on these trains?
I'm so glad you brought it up. It's every other one is just Datsumo.
Yeah, Datsumo is hair removal for those listening. I swear it's like every ad on the train is for hair removal.
Yep, it is.
And there was this one I remember, and it had a famous Japanese celebrity who's a woman dressed in a suit with a haircut like a man, looking super hairless on her face. And it said, I think, like, otoko no hara wa tsuyoi to omotte nai.
And I have seen the exact same one.
Right? I was so confused. And I asked Ray, I was like, does this mean... Because it's like a question. There's a question mark at the end. So, like, do you not think that men's skin is strong? I didn't know if it was like a rhetorical question because it's an ad for hair removal.
Mm.
But yeah, that's the one that pops out in my memory.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. And half of them are actually for men. Too. Yeah, I've seen that exact one.
This one. Oh, yep. I want like a really big version. Don't they have one? Men's TBC.
I don't know. Like, is she supposed to look slightly manly? I don't know.
I think she is, yeah. Otoko no hada. So, otoko is man no hada skin. Wa tsuyoi, strong. De omotte nai. Is not thinking. And so what I've figured out after my brain stopped loading for a while was that the target audience is looking at this and they're a man and they think that it's not a rhetorical question. It's they're asking, do you actually think that? Because they shave and it hurts their face. So they don't think they actually don't think that men's skin is strong and that's why they should get hair removal.
Also, by the way, in Japan, there is a lot less people that grow their beards.
Usually
it's just like clean shaven. I don't even know if that's a word, but. A thing. Like, people go out to get shaved.
When Ty was first going to Japan, when he got his visa, I said, if you want to get a girlfriend, you should shave and have, like, super smooth skin. And he was like, I can't shave now because I just shaved my head. I'll look really weird if I'm bald and have no facial hair. And I thought that was a good defense. But, yeah, I think if you want to attract more girls and you're a guy, you should probably have a super clean-shaven face. Just look up like K-pop idol and then just model your whole image off of the guys that come up and you'll be doing just fine. Try to look like this woman with this suit right here and you're going to be real popular.
Off, actually, though.
Or just be like me and just give up and just let it all.
Have a beard instead.
Yeah, have just scruff on your face because you don't think your skin is strong.
I'm usually looking at the ones that have either, you know, travel here and have all the nature pictures that you want to go see. And then there's like a bus ride that you can take overnight because it's super cheap or something. I really like those. And or the ones that are in train stations and also in trains too. But we built this brand new building for citizens to come live and it's amazing. And you should go buy a house here.
Yeah,
but it's a mansion.
They do that, though.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah, so the train company builds a huge building with apartments in it.
Wait, is it the train companies that builds the buildings?
A lot of times, not always, but many times the train company actually owns these buildings. They own the apartment building. They put an ad for it in their train. People buy or rent apartments in this building the train company owns, which just so happens to be at one of their stations. And a lot of times it's sort of in an inconvenient area. Like, it's not a very useful train line. But the place looks nice and you sort of get duped into getting this apartment. That's sort of inconvenient.
They look really good. Yeah.
They look so nice and you want to live in them.
Open. Yeah. It's a whole community they build.
For example, see this right here. This is Kawasaki. And we were up in Kamata last time we lived here. And there's two train lines. One right here is, which I couldn't think of the other day, is Keihin Tohokusen. And that's a JR line, so like a public company. And then one over here is Keikyu, which is a different company. And Keikyu had ads in their train for an apartment complex like over here. And you can see this map. There's like nothing going on over here. It's like three stations that end or four stations that end nowhere. It ends at the ocean. But it's not like pretty ocean. This is like industrial ocean over here. But the apartment looks super nice. And so I think they probably sold some cool Homes. Maybe it's this one. Shimachu Homes. No, it's Shimachu is like a Home Depot. So I think they're killing it with the business, as I mentioned earlier.
They're doing great. It's working.
So if it's raining or snowing or something, or for some other reason, the train gets delayed even like 5 or 10 minutes, sometimes the guys on the platform will start handing out these little tickets called Qian Shou Mei Shou, which is like a late pass, which you can take to work or to school. So if you're late, you can, but you get a Qian Shou Mei Shou, which is a lateness document, proof document.
I didn't know that. That's really cool.
It's maybe it's only in cities, like big cities. Yeah, they'll give, they'll pass them out when there's a huge delay at the train station. So you can be late to work, but your boss can't get mad because you have your train station note.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. I had to get one once for school.
Oh, did you? Did you go in the rush hours where they had to back in and
I've been on
squish
those,
yourself?
It was not only a rush hour, but there was a typhoon that day, and it was just, it was bad news all around. We were like 2 hours late to school, me and my friend.
Yeah, I've been on the super rush hour train a couple times, but you're supposed to put your backpack in the front of you so that you're not hitting people. Yeah. And then we have the backpacks, and then you cannot breathe. If it's the super duper packed ones, you literally hold your breath until the next station where everyone relaxes and everyone gets off. And then you come back in and you get squished again. And then you repeat until you get to a major station.
Ideally, you'll have some headphones in and you can just go to your happy place and pretend that you're not there.
Yeah, it's crazy. They'll hold the door for you until everyone, you know, like...
Yeah, the guy with his white gloves will push you into the train.
Yeah.
Until the door closes.
They'll help you push. Yeah. It's great.